Hello.
Yeah, welcome back. Sorry about that. I'm rude, because about our lines are engaged 24/7, and I just want to say, while we cut off a while ago, it was all about our Haitian connection, because there's a march taking place in Haiti right now for reparation, and one has just finished in Trinidad and Tobago, where they were called, the churches came together, and they were saying that some of the laws about homosexuality has to be scaled back. But we were asking you the question about as to the leaflet, the flyer that is going around, where a depiction of the big club involved the movers and shakers, like the Trump and the Queen and her heir and so forth, and a small club membership consists of some puppet at the bottom. What do you pick from that cartoon? Is it saying there's a double standard in the BVI? What is it saying to you as you look at it?
What I will say to your listeners and to residents in the BVI, that we ought not to confuse country and politics. What the United Kingdom has done in voting for the beneficial ownership, beneficial ownership register to be public, is an affront to our democracy. It's an affront to our way of life. It's an affront to our economy, and it's an affront to us living as a people in dignity. What is interesting also is that this amendment to the bill in the UK that was passed on May 1st and confirmed yesterday, the 21st of May 2018, by the House of Lords, only apply to the Caribbean overseas territory. It does not apply to England itself. It does not apply to the British dependencies, and it does not apply to, or it would not be upheld by any places in the world. In other words,
They say
it's
that
not
the reason
global
they say that the
standard.
reason they say that the reason why it's applying to the BVI is because, as for as example, the Lords assume that $30 billion of Russian dirty money is tucked away as we speak within the British Virgin Islands, and these sort of labeling that has been taking place has been happening for quite a while. And if the government has nothing to hide about that, they should stand and fight and retain the good name of the British Virgin Islands. So this is one of the reasons why the march is so important. And I stress, you said to our listeners that you will be marching. So we're hoping
Yes,
that you're marching on all the fronts as far as the issues go.
I support the march 100%, and I'm encouraging everyone to support it. Notwithstanding, sir, let me say up front that the money that they are talking about and the so-called dirty money, that dirty money, if there is dirty money, will be in London and Paris and the banks in New York and Delaware. There is no huge Russian money in the accounts in BVI. We do company registration. We don't hold the money here.
So
So you can
the
say without
Lords are
a doubt.
actually not truthful to that then, sir.
Well, we could say without a benefit of a doubt that there is no dirty money in the BVI. The billions of dollars that they're referring to are held in their jurisdiction.
But
They're
isn't
held in
there dirty
London.
money
They're
everywhere?
held in
Isn't there
Paris.
dirty money everywhere? Isn't there dirty money
The dirty
everywhere?
money that they're referring to is in London. It is in Paris. It's in the banks of New York, Delaware, Nevada. That's where the dirty
And
money is
none is
that
in
they're
the British
referring to.
Virgin Islands. None,
We
no
do
dirty
not
money.
hold the $1 billion account that is passing through. We don't trap that here in our
It
bank.
passes through the British Virgin Islands, but it's not in.
We
But
paper. It passes through via paper, via registration, etc.
yes.
But notwithstanding the march.
Yes.
March is important because the financial services sector plays a crucial role in our economy. It accounts directly for 60% of every dollar and 80% directly. So imagine if that pillar collapses. What does that mean for me? What does that mean for you? It means no jobs in the BVI. It means massive layoffs. It means
So
that my house can't be rented.
so
So,
you
so we can go on and on and on.
so so you
And
are a
let me
man
just
of
say one
you
more thing.
but you hold on, because
Let
I
me
know you
just
have
say
to
one
go.
more.
Continue, sir, continue.
Let me just say one more thing. And the decision by the UK is so unfair. It's downright discrimination, and it's most unfortunate. Because a year and a half ago, when Prime Minister, I think it's David Cameron, was in power, there was discussion about how do we fix the issue of beneficial ownership registers, registries.
Mm-hmm.
And the BVI worked out with Britain what we call the Beneficial Ownership Secure Search System, referred to as BOSS, expending over $2 million on that system, where if law enforcement, any place in the world, believes that they have legitimate reason to think that somebody is using our structures for illegal activities, then we can provide the information within an hour.
Mr. Willock.
We have already complied with all
Mr.
the standards that I...
Mr. Willock.
That's why...
Yeah. Mr. Willock, and I know that you're running for election, but of course, you know, we keep our program as realistic as possible, and we want our listeners to feel comfortable when we're replaying back these things on our podcast. Now, on our show, you have stated that the present government have some flaws that you yourself does not want to be compared with. And with all the, I spoke to the people who work inside the financial services, and they are squeaky clean. Their books are good. Everything is up to international standard. And then yesterday, to hear the Lord's past judgment as to stepping on the constitutional right of the British Virgin Islands without any sort of bearing, this does not seem normal to the man on the street. And with the information that are flowing, a $2 billion in pledge after the Hurricane Irma, then we're hearing about $30 billion. Then we're seeing some things popping up. The transparency that you've been asking for, could this have saved this sort of happening?
The critics of the march, and I've heard all the arguments.
Yeah.
I think people are mixing two things up. This march on Thursday...
Yes.
May 24th is a march for country. Mm-hmm. It's a march about our economic rights.
Yes.
It's a march about our human rights. It's a march about justice.
Yes.
Now, notwithstanding that,
yes,
people have said to me, well, when are we going to march on the $40 million overrun at the Total Affair Park?
Yes.
When are we going to march on the 1.6 frivolous spending on a little wall around the high school,
mm-hmm,
where there's even debate as to whether they're stealing it?
$7 billion.
And also they said, when are we going to march? When we're going to march on the $7.2 million I give away to some investors. I am aware, for example, of those issues. But there's a time and place for everything because there's a campaign coming up.
So let me ask
and
you a question.
Will be,
so let me ask you a question. Do you think that these are some of the issues that actually led to this? I'm asking you, well, yes or no. Do you think that these issues led to this decision that was made?
I am saying to you that we will have time to put the National Democratic Party dismal record on display.
But this march is about country, Ghana. You have to know.
One has to know when to make a distinction, sir, between country and politics.
Yes.
This march is about our economic rights.
Yes.
This march means that if they are allowed to demolish the financial services sector, it means massive layoff in the civil servants. It means massive flight of people out of the country. It means that houses can't be rented. It means that the banks will have to take people's property. That's what it means. This is about our economic rights. We will have time to compare and contrast the National Democratic Party's dismal record. That's fine. But don't mix up the two.
Your question is, the
record of the NDP, if that have anything to do with the decision in the House of Commons.
It's not the government. Whether it was an NDP or a VIP, this is a 30-year span that the people are asking about. So this one labeling to put people in a fear factor as to this is a politics. This is not politics.
The vote in the House of Commons on May 1st and the confirmation yesterday by the House of Lords affects all the overseas territories, not just the BVI. Mm-hmm. It affects Bermuda. It affects Turks and
Caicos. Just asked the minister to resign in Bermuda. If it's for country, let's not get carried away, because I know that you don't want to really, you know, be in this situation. But with the question we're asking at this crucial time, the state of the British Virgin Islands, how do people on the street balance a unified front through all this so the UK can see that the country is really standing together to tackle these issues?
This is how we balance a unified front.
Yes.
That the decision to march is because the United Kingdom Parliament wants to directly legislate for us, mm-hmm. which is a violation of our constitution.
Yes.
They can legislate for us if they have international obligations, but we cannot be singled out just to have public registry while it is not a global standard, while you have exempt some of your own dependencies from it.
Mm-hmm.
Or registry is verifiable. The United Kingdom themselves have one that is not verifiable. So there is an imbalance here. That's why we are marching. That it's an unjust expectation for the overseas territory must now expend more resources to implement a further system about a year and 6 months later, after we have just complied with every single thing that the United Kingdom and the G7 and everybody wanted us to comply with.
Mm-hmm.
We have done all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's important for us to match.
Last, but
okay?
Not
it's about
last.
Our fundamental rights.
Yes.
It's about our freedom. It's about the Constitutional Order of 2007.
All right. Last but not least, in case you're just joining us, we're talking with Mr. Julian Willock. And, of course, he is no stranger to the platform of the Raw Truth, you know what I mean, Caribbean Strong, you name it. He is there, and we're talking to him on a crucial day right after the House of Lords have passed one of the most crucial bills that will affect the country financially in many different ways. Now, Sir Julian, the march is slated to be at the Governor's House. I think the Virgin Islands News Online have it that the Governor is not in his residence at this time. So marching to the Governor's residence that is not occupied by the Governor right now, what substance message do you think that will send? Or do you take that as a, how did that come about? What's your take on that?
Well, it's my understanding from the organizer, one of the organizers of the march, Bishop Klein,
yeah.
that his schedule was already pre-planned. But whether the governor is physically there or not, to me,
yes.
and it's not relevant.
It's not relevant.
The organizing committee headed by Ariana Hall and co-chaired by Zoe Walcott,
mm-hmm.
they will be presenting a petition, and it's my understanding that the acting governor, Mr. Archer, will be accepting the proposal. So that proposal then will be advanced to the Foreign and Commonwealth Office, to the government of the UK, etc. So whether he's there or not, it will be accepted, and it still has to be transmitted onwards to the relevant authorities in the UK. So him being here or not, to me, is not relevant. What is relevant is that we as a people send a clear message, not only to the United Kingdom, but to the world, that we as a people have a right to legitimate business. We as a people have a right to live in dignity. We as a people have a right to determine our own destination. And we as a people must not be in 2018 discriminated against, because if you're truly interested in global standards, if you're truly interested in transparency, if you're truly interested in all the things that you said you are in the debates in the House of Commons and Lords, then let's have a global standard that all of us apply and all of us adhere to, because the record is there. When you're talking about regulating the sector, BVI is at the forefront. Actually, there's studies done that show, that demonstrate, the BVI is the most regulated, or structures are the most trusted and secure. And that's why people continue to do business with the Virgin Islands. It must be one standard, not just the OTs and everybody else is exempt. Then you want the businesses to go to less regulated places. That doesn't sound right, does it, Gunite?
I personally think that the BVI is at a strong point right now, because now that we're seeing where a lot of transaction is taking place with our own eyes as a people, all we're asking for is just to tell Britain to give us our fair share of what they have been holding back. And if they in themselves is telling us and our people that they have been given their fair share and we the people don't see, I think that there's a collusion. But of course, we hope that on Thursday, when everybody comes together, and are you slated to speak, sir? Will you be making a presentation?
No, sir.
And why not?
I think the organizers have done a very good job to keep the speakers limited, to keep politics out of this, and to make sure that the people who are speaking have some direct relevance to the fight and challenge ahead.
The premier
will be speaking, the leader of the opposition will be speaking. Yeah. That shows bipartisan support. The deputy premier, who is respected internationally, he will be speaking. There'll be someone from the industry itself speaking, and the program will be chaired by Iona Hull and Zoe Walcott-McMillan. And of course, Patsy Lake will be speaking. You know, Patsy Lake is a veteran matcher, a veteran hero, a freedom fighter. She will be speaking. And of course, the man whose idea was it for March, Bishop John I. Klein, he will also be speaking. So I think there's enough speakers that can get our message across. The march is not about me. The march is about country. And that's why I'm supporting the march. We have to make distinction as we sojourn to political maturity, to pick and choose when it's country and when it's politics. This march and what the UK has done, it's now compelling and serious enough to know that this is a matter that will affect the country. Whether the government change next election or don't, whatever government sits there, this issue will affect the country. There will be time, guys, to make reference to the NDP record. There will be time. Trust me, there will be time. But for now, let's all come together and march and support our economic freedom and our economic rights and our dignity. Where the people must continue to live in dignity. We're resilient people. We're independent people. We're hardworking people. And all we're asking is for opportunity to carry out our legitimate business.
I must say that sentiment is shared by our audience about the growth of the country, and that the country needs to take its full place. For the younger generation who are listening to my program, because we have from 16 up, and we have high school children who are going to be graduating. Julian Willock, can you stress the importance of the time that we are in right now for these generation?
Well, the BVI is at a turning point. Three things matters right now. One, unity. We all got to come together. We need all hands on deck. Time to put aside the egos and the divisive politics and the personal agenda. Two, we need leadership. Leadership does matter. And it's even more compelling now than ever before. And three, we need a roadmap. We need a roadmap of ideas, a roadmap of policies, a roadmap of revenue initiatives, a roadmap of how do we move to the next level. Those are the three critical things that the BVI need right now. Unity, leadership, and a clear roadmap. And that roadmap should lead straight to, probably in the next 5 to 10 years, self-determination.
Well, I want to thank you so much for self-determination. People is talking about the independence, but of course we'll continue this conversation at another time. Mr. Willock, thank you as usual for being a guest on our program.
Thanks for having me. And by the way, yes, I know it's something, a bone I had to pick with you. I want to also express to you,
yes,
that I was not pleased with your disparaging remarks about our First Lady, Lorna Smith. She did her best in London with an interview. I strongly supported her. I understand what she was up against. I myself had my run-in with the BBC in 2016. So I want to say that I was not pleased with your Facebook page posting on our First Lady.
No, you have just jeopardized the whole sentiment that I share about people outing people, because my statement had nothing to do with the First Lady. My statement had nothing to do about what happened in England. My statement was of a more broad perspective, and therefore that is why Fresh Radio Vibe remain a leading force when it comes on to enlightening our people into the small-mindedness that we're thinking, because I was referring to a Louis Farrakhan. But of course, I'm always willing to, you know what I mean, state that thing that is going on. It's not that was a distraction for our people, and thank God that we're back at a real serious juncture.
I'm glad that we're back, and I'm hoping to accept that you were not referring to our First Lady, Mrs. Lorna Smith.
I am sure that a lot of people this morning is very much concerned about the flyer going around the clubs, and they would like to draw a similarity. But let's not get distracted again by these folly, as you call it, and stay focused. Thank you so much again for being a guest on our radio station.
Thanks for calling me. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah.
And I hope that you're flying into March on the May 24th.
I won't be there to March. I won't be there to March.
Oh.
No.
You'll be there. Take care, sir.
I think there's bigger things for us to deal with. I'm dealing with us to get this on board. But I'm going to continue talking with you. And you'll see us soon. You'll see us very soon.
Of course.
That's Julian Wilkes right there. And he's talking about what's going on inside the British Virgin Islands. Keep it right here while we return in a short while.